Good morning. We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Luke chapter 2, containing the narrative concerning our Lord's birth in Bethlehem. It says in verse 1, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed." So taxes are not new. They've been around for quite a while. "And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David." That verse 4 is included in the text by the Holy Spirit of God because there are at least 8 prophecies related to verse 4 that are showing fulfillment here. God is making a point. I told you that he was going to come to what town? Bethlehem. Of the lineage of whom? David. All of these things coming together here. Nazareth, Judea, the city of David, Galilee, all of these terms from the Old Testament era, recorded in the Old Testament, finding their fulfillment here in verse 4. Now, why is that important for us today here on this Sunday morning? It's important, folks, because there is still prophecy yet to be fulfilled. Yet to be fulfilled. There are many today, as the Bible tells us in 2 Peter, that question, where is the sign of His coming? You know, we don't see any kind of indication that He's coming back. Maybe He didn't keep His word. And yet, verse 4, unfolding all the fulfillments of the word of prophecy from the past. It's happening. This is what I told you. It will happen. What a reminder we have from God's word today. That God's word is true. Man's word may be true. God's word is always true. And when you build your life on that fundament, that solid rock foundation, you can't go wrong. You'll always be where you ought to be because you've got the right foundation. But if you build on a foundation of sand, as many do today, when the storm comes, when the winds blow, when the water rises, your house is going to come tumbling down because it's not built on the firm foundation of the Word of God. We've gathered together today to honor the Lord and to hear from His ever-faithful Word.